HarborHealthNow.com.
It is now clear that this will be a two-person race between the conservative leader, Newt Gingrich, and the Massachusetts moderate.
The voice of Newt Gingrich. He refuses to say die. He is not waving the white flag. He's vowing to fight on despite the fact that this time around in Florida, he got clobbered by a guy named Mitt Romney, who in a landslide winner-take-all really ran away with it. Mitt with 46% in Florida to Newt's 32%, Rick Santorum with 13%, Ron Paul with 7%. And that's where we begin America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. All eyes were on Florida for, it seemed like forever, didn't it? Just a couple of weeks out of South Carolina, a couple of debates, and finally a primary. So now this one's done, and it's on to Nevada. Caucuses abound, and then we're back into a few more primaries. And it looks like if everybody's staying in, nobody's going to fold. This poker game, Republican style, is going to continue for a very long time into June, maybe all the way to the convention. How about that? I don't think a lot of people were predicting that that was going to happen. Is this a good thing or is this a bad thing for the Republicans and the chance to knock off the incumbent president? That's kind of a split deal. Some strategists, Republican and Democrat, will tell you that, oh, no, it's good because you're going to have some more debates and it's all about the Republicans and people are watching what's going on and what's being said, and then they can react to the news of the day, especially when it comes out of or involves Washington. And others say this just gives the president more time to campaign when he's out doing other things and he's the incumbent after all. Let's talk about privacy for a second, because this was one of the things that was talked about in South Carolina, because the Stop Online Piracy tug-of-war got big play when Wikipedia and some others went dark. If you remember, this is when it was being talked about on the Hill, so that was part of the conversation for the Republicans who are running, trying to get the presidential nod on that side of the aisle. And then there were other piracy or privacy things that, if you kind of tweak it a little bit, that relate to this issue of the internet. You had Netflix of all places, Netflix deciding that they're not happy with what's going on, and they want to make sure that they have a right to know what it is that you want to see when you're renting movies. And one senator, Al Franken, thinks that's just plain ridiculous. Take a listen.
I think a lot of people are saying right now he's the one, but they have a long way to go. He did great in the debates, really great. I mean, that was the catalyst. And, you know, I'm very impressed with the way he's doing. I was in Florida a couple of days ago, and the ads are brutal. Well, I'm friendly with both. I respect both. I like both. And we'll see what happens. But in a very short period of time, I'll be making an endorsement.
All right. That was instead Donald Trump. But Donald Trump making a point there as he slips in ahead of Senator Al Franken, which there's no love lost there, and talks about instead how, trying to upstage Franken, he talks about how he's going to make a decision on who he's going to endorse, and he talked about liking Romney and liking all the candidates. This is typical Donald Trump. He's going to drag out the endorsement process. Remember, first he was going to actually moderate a debate, and then he was going to say at the end of the debate who he was endorsing, like a game show, and that blew up in his face, and that was supposed to happen at the end of December. Now he's dragging out who he'll endorse. Because there's all slurry of who's going to endorse who. Gingrich has racked up a lot of pretty well-known people, and so is Mitt Romney, ties to the Republican Party anyway. And for that matter, Rick Santorum and Ron Paul have done a little bit of that. Ron Paul's not as concerned about the endorsements. Rick Santorum has grabbed a few of the endorsements, but most of the people who have any kind of a sway, if you will, in the GOP are either pumping Newt Gingrich or Mitt Romney. All right, I'm jumping back to something that either Romney or Newt Gingrich would love to have a hand in, a say in, as they did in talking about the internet and where we're headed with the internet. Netflix on Tuesday pushed a panel of senators to support legislation that they say would allow the company's users, U.S. users, to share information on Facebook about the TV shows and movies they're watching through that service. And they launched a Facebook application last year that makes recommendations for users based on viewing habits of their friends that are using Facebook. But the app wasn't offered to the U.S. subscribers. So here we go again. So we're talking about Video Privacy Protection Act. That's what they're talking about. And you had the company Netflix general counsel telling the Senate Judiciary Committee subcommittee on privacy and technology that we've elected not to offer our Facebook application to the U.S. because of how ambiguous everything is. So you've got this two decades old law that forbids video people like Blockbuster from actually revealing consumers' rental information without written consent. Gee, that doesn't seem like such a bad thing for, you know, to me. And there was actually the push for this, and you probably forget this, but it was after the Supreme Court's nominee, Robert Bork, remember when he was a nominee to the Supreme Court, his video rental records were published in a newspaper during his confirmation hearings that, of course, went awry. So Netflix is arguing that it's unclear whether consumers can give consent to have information shared instantly. And that's what they were bickering about. And here's what Senator Al Franken had to say.
They consisted primarily of mysteries and caper films. But that wasn't the point. The point was that the movies we choose to watch are our business and not anyone else's.
Yeah, I kind of agree with Franken here. I'm just going to say, who cares? Do you really want to know what it is that I'm renting? We talk about it freely on the air all the time. Matt does, I do, all of you who call in share whatever it is that you're watching. I suppose that this could endanger some people based on what they're renting, if you get my drift. So with the video streaming and what people are streaming, maybe they don't really want that out there, depending on what it would be used for. I mean, how much information does the government need on all of us? I mean, really, our video habits, you know, how much information do we need to have available to people? I mean, that's the problem. The internet is like the wild, wild west, and in some ways we love it, we embrace it, and we definitely want regulations very far away from it. But we don't want companies pumping our information out there either. So keep that the way it is. Do not unlock that mystery. Please hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Talk about the similarities between sports and politics here on America Tonight. I mean, after all, you're trying to score points. You're trying to win. You are part of a team. It's us against them. Democrats against the Republicans. Giants against the New England Patriots. The last few times that these two teams met, I guess really the one that counts the most if you were looking at the Super Bowl, was back in February of 2008, the Giants winning that 17-14. It was unlikely. They had won the wild card and went on to slay the dragon because that was a big year for the Patriots, you remember.
They're undefeated.
Yeah, undefeated. What, 18-1 in the end? But undefeated, so that's all everybody talked about, how great the Patriots were, how unstoppable they were, and when would they lose, what would happen. And then look what happened. Ultimately, who cares if you win all the games in the season, but you lose the Lombardi Trophy. And they lost the Lombardi Trophy. There's a real feeling of, we want this one in the Patriots camp, but it's the same thing with the Giants. They've got momentum. They had an up-and-down season. In the end, they won when they needed to win. And listen, the Giants can make things happen. They've got some great defensive players. And the Patriots have Tom Brady when Tom Brady's on. He wasn't on in the last game, and it was national television. And when they interviewed him, remember, he said, "Oh, I suck today." And if Tom Brady has a rough day and if there's a bunch of turnovers, maybe it's a layup for the Giants. But I don't think so. I think this is going to be a battle and maybe a low-scoring game, but it's going to be a battle between these two clubs. I don't foresee any kind of a blowout. And I think it comes down to that final quarter. At least I'm hoping it does. If you're going to invest time in the game, and especially the Super Bowl, because you're like the captive audience when you're watching the commercials and everything else, so you're spending a ton of time watching it, and they drag it out. You have Madonna doing the halftime show. You have Kelly Clarkson singing the Star Spangled Banner. And then ultimately, you have the two teams that will take the field. 6:29 is kickoff for the Super Bowl, which is why so many people call in sick the next day, because of the time that this thing even rolls out. Here's what a couple of people on the Giants side of the ball had to say about this upcoming matchup, including Hakeem Nicks, who talked about being confident and being able to get over the humps when they needed to, and coach Tom Coughlin, who agrees, as all coaches always say, you cannot give up the ball.
Our confidence always been there. We always believed and thought that we were capable of making plays and getting here to where we are today. Just that sometimes in the season it's going to be ups and downs, and it's going to be adversity. It's about how you face that adversity and fight through it.
For us, it's always turnovers. If we can control ourselves and win the turnover battle, don't turn it over ourselves. Don't give an outstanding football team another opportunity that they would not necessarily have had. I think we'll be in pretty good shape.
Remember, we have a Nail the Score coming up on Friday in our third hour. So once you say the score, once you call in or you send us an email, you own that score. And this is the only game in town, so it's no mystery as to what the Nail the Score game is going to be. It's just a mystery as to what the final outcome is going to be. If you don't like football, could care less, you still have bragging rights and some awesome prizes. It is like going to the store and filling out a lottery card, only you don't have to pay your buck or $2 or whatever it is if you get a couple of tries at the lottery. So here, you just have to call in or send us that email, tell us what team you think is going to win, New England or New York, and what you think the final outcome will be. I think it's going to be interesting to see some of the television spots this time around. The commercials, there's always a few really clever ones, and then I think the bar is set so high that everybody else has to compete and they somehow fall flat. Matt, I'm sure you'll be watching wherever you're watching with rapt attention on the commercials. And don't you think that sometimes that's what it is? You'll have a couple of great commercials and then the rest just completely fail, because I think that they take a year and they start, because they're paying so much money, they start to overthink it, and then they're done. They can't come up with that clever angle they need. And that's what...
I think, as far as the commercials go, you have so much time during the game that I think it's the first couple, like the first couple section or commercial spots, those are the ones that everyone sees, and then as the game goes on, I think you kind of get bored with it, and you start making trips to the bathroom, going to get more food, got more beers, doing whatever you got to do, and it becomes less important, I think. I think it's kind of the commercials right before the game starts, and the first commercial break, maybe even the second or third, but that after that, I think it's kind of redundant, and it takes a really dramatic, awesome commercial, something super funny, to kind of get the crowd's attention back into the commercials.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree that it gets dragged out so much, and now the commercials are part of the event, that maybe that's why I think some of them fall flat, because I'm already weary. If I were an advertiser and we're all like sharks bidding for this chunk of real estate where we know that there are 111 million people plus watching, well, I want something in the front of the show. He's right about that. I bet some people probably try to plop it somewhere in the middle, but I would go for the beginning too, because that's when I think people start to pay attention, the excitement, the beginning of the game. I would go for something right out of the gate and try to set the tone, set the bar, if I could pick my place in the rotation. I don't know who I'm picking for this game, by the way. We'll see. I'll reveal that on our Friday morning show, because we got to have a little fun here, right? So speaking of fun, this is not so fun, but a lot of attention finally being paid attention to this part of the game. They say at least 4 lawsuits blaming the NFL for concussion-related dementia and brain disease are all coming together. They're going to be consolidated in Philadelphia, and a U.S. Judicial panel approved the request by the NFL and the plaintiff's lawyers to try similar cases before a senior U.S. district judge in Philly. The lawsuits actually represent more than 300 retired players or spouses, and it includes 2-time Super Bowl champ Jim McMahon. So this is big because this is something that's been coming for a long time, and it was swept under the rug forever. And finally, they're paying attention to this. And what the players are accusing the NFL is of, they're accusing them of negligence and intentional misconduct in response to headaches and dizziness and dementia that former players reported. Some say they had no symptoms but wanted to be monitored for future, you know, problems. Here's an example. Former Minnesota Vikings offensive lineman Brent Boyd is described by lawyers as the only living player so far diagnosed with chronic traumatic problems. He's got a degenerative brain disease known as CTE, and you know that has been found in autopsies of people who have had multiple head injuries. So he's the example. The NFL says that they're going to defend how, you know, vigorously what's happening here. And this is going to be one for the ages. This is one to watch what ultimately is decided upon. Now, here's the thing. Now it's a little bit different. They are watching players. They are pulling them off. They are reviewing tape. But they definitely didn't do that in the 70s and the 80s and really even the 90s and probably part of, you know, part of the 2001, 2002, maybe up to 2005. Not that there weren't studies and things were happening, but the idea that, okay, we're not going there. We're not looking at concussions. Yes, if someone has a concussion, we don't want them out on the field, but they just weren't doing that. You know, this is why Roger Goodell is really trying to stop those violent hits in the NFL. Because the players, I mean, look, the players have to know the risks of the problems down the road of playing in pro football. Nobody wants to see the game go away. This is a $9 billion a year big-time business. I say that the problem is that they should have taken care of the retired players in the first place. And then there wouldn't be all this, I don't think there'd be as many problems, certainly not these lawsuits. They needed to monitor this a lot sooner than they did, let's put it that way. And a lot of people are going to be watching the outcome of this to be sure. Stay with us as we jump over to the flip side.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. Jason Lewis here. Did you know USA Today reports that nearly 20% of parents plan to take a second job to pay bills and support their families? Well, bravo. I applaud responsibility. But I have a far better idea, a way for you to stay home and earn that second income to pay bills or get ahead financially. I recommend starting your own internet-based home business through incomeathome.com. They can help you start earning money fast. No selling soap, no cold calling, and no pressure. No matter your age, education, or experience, you can do this in the comfort of your home. They provide the coaching and they bring potential customers to your home computer. You can literally earn money from your kitchen table. And you know, I recommend IncomeAtHome.com to all of my listeners. So visit IncomeAtHome.com and check out the $1,000 giveaway. That's IncomeAtHome.com. Don't forget to tell them Jason Lewis sent you. That's IncomeAtHome.com, IncomeAtHome.com, IncomeAtHome.com.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with a revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225. Or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled B-I-O-A-G-E.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies all over the country that I'm so fond of. I'm fond of our next guest as well. We have her in our virtual green room. I hope that she's enjoying that expensive latte that we got for her. She's probably putting it down right now. This woman has a resume that would take us an entire hour to go through. But in a nutshell, her name's Candy Stroud. She's a communications strategist and a political consultant. She's worked on all kinds of campaigns, worked down the line with so many different people. For example, she served for 9 years as the National Radio Communications Director for the Democratic National Committee. I bet she's got some stories. And before all this communications stuff, she was on the journalistic side of it. She wrote for the New York Times, the New York Times Magazine. She was a national correspondent for Women's Wear Daily, just all kinds of stuff. This woman's background is just incredible. And she's a powerhouse, a force out of D.C. Hey, Candy, thanks so much for popping on ATN.
Hey, Kate, you're the force. You're a force of nature. Good to be with you.
Thanks, I appreciate it. Hey, watching what you're seeing happen with the Republicans, like now we got this primary in Florida, is it mind-boggling? Is this the nastiest you've seen it from the other side looking at this, the way Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich are going after each other, or no, this is just politics these days?
Yeah, it's pretty nasty. It's pretty nasty. I think, well, Newt gets the, you know, has a reputation as, you know, nasty Newt. But I just think that all these primaries and all these debates mainly, I think are what we're seeing is the Republicans are just, you know, it's a circular firing squad and everybody's so bloodied. And I even think that, you know, it's anybody but Romney. They want anybody but Romney, and the Republicans are just not satisfied with him. And I think it's going to be hard to see the Republicans rally around him in the long run. I'm even hearing continuously about a brokered convention, but I've never seen in my lifetime, but, you know, Nothing would surprise me.
Wow. If it, like you said, you've never seen that all the years of covering politics, being involved in politics. What would a brokered convention be like for the Republicans?
Well, it might be their way to pull, Chris Christie out of a hat. It might be their way to pull a complete unknown out of a hat. Maybe they want Jeb Bush to pull out of a hat. But it's rare that you see a party quite as unhappy with their front guy. You know, Romney, he just doesn't sell. Something about him. He just doesn't sell. So if it goes down to the convention, then they start, you know, it'd be a lot of fun to cover that one because, the smoke-filled rooms would be back.
I love that, smoke-filled rooms. Oh, but you know what? And if for the Democrats, if I'm David Axelrod, I say this all the time on the show, or Robert Gibbs, because they're the two brains behind
They've put up the victory flag already, I think. They're popping champagne corks over there.
They're doing laps saying this is just inevitable. Come on. This is crazy, man.
Saying,
craziness.
Keep it up, Newt. Keep it up, Mitt.
Yeah. In years of putting together things for the DNC and all that kind of stuff, you have to have some great stories, I bet. You know, you work with some of the biggest people in politics, current people, and if we go back into our past history, what was the first campaign you ever got involved with in some way?
You really want me to date myself?
Well, I know you were five when you did it, but
honest to God, Goldwater.
Wow.
I like Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton and I both started off as Goldwater girls. I worked in the campaign. I mean, I think I was in high school, but nonetheless. And then, of course, I saw the light and immediately became a Democrat after that campaign. But, I've been involved either as a reporter, I guess that was 64, 68. I covered the presidential campaign of 68, 72, 76. I wrote a best-selling book on the Carter campaign.
Yeah.
76, 80. I was diplomatic correspondent for CNN, so I was at the State Department then, so I didn't so much as cover the election. And then 84, I was, was there a reporter then? I can't even remember. I think it was a radio reporter then. And then 92, I worked in the Clinton-Gore campaign. 96, worked in the Clinton-Gore campaign. Then I went to the DNC. So I've been, then all those campaigns, 92, 96, 2000, 2004, and then 2008, I did the Obama radio row at the convention.
Yeah,
which I also did for the Democratic Party in 2000 and 2004. So I've been rolling around these campaigns for a long, long, long time. And but the most, I think the most startling to me was 2000 when the, Supreme Court basically selected George Bush. And that to me was quite just astonishing. I've never seen anything like that before, where it's like, that was like a blow to the heart of the democracy here.
Because of course there's been so much written about it and we all lived through that and whatnot. And it's interesting. And there was so much on both sides of that from the Republicans, obviously, and their victory ultimately, like you said, the Supreme Court. But from Al Gore's point of view and being there in that campaign, how deflated was everybody after that?
It was for me so demoralizing because, I mean, I always thought that the Supreme Court was sort of the untouchable institution. That was the one place you could count on to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, and then to just basically select the President of the United States. And I guess the main thing that to me was the most bothersome thing was that they stopped counting, That was shocking too. How does that happen in the United States of America? You don't stop the counting. This is a democracy. How do you stop counting votes? Got to be kidding. But they did it. So And of course now we've got the. It'll be interesting to see what the Supreme Court does if they want to reclaim their reputation with the 3 days of oral arguments on the Affordable Care Act, which I think you may be coming to Washington for. how they rule on the president's landmark legislation, which I think they'll finally rule on in July, will be interesting. I'm hearing that they may punt it and not rule on it and say, you know, it's too soon, because the thing doesn't really kick into effect until 2014. So they may punt it, you know.
That's the thing that everybody does now. If you got a hot potato, even if you're a Supreme Court justice, hey, collectively punt it down the road until it kicks in. That's interesting.
Rather than come across as a politicized Supreme Court, which, you know, because it is a politicized Supreme Court.
Right, but that way just push it off. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, I think that this election, given the fact, my friends in the White House, I remember calling the White House the day Osama bin Laden was taken down, and I said, I think you just won the election over there, you know. That's just one piece of the puzzle. But, you know, Obama's looking pretty good. I think, you know, he's an incumbent. Incumbents usually win.
Mm-hmm.
The economy's starting to tick up a bit. And I mean, I don't know. I mean, normally, you know, the guy who goes through all of the primaries is the one who ends up at the convention. But this is a very unusual time we're living through, you know. The whole world is so unstable right now, Kate. I think more so than we've ever seen in our lifetimes, yours or mine.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. Absolutely.
So I think, you know, all I can say for this election is prepare for the unexpected.
Yeah, and I like it, just like you said, with the incumbent. I say that all the time on this show, you know, because I say callers of all stripes, let's have a conversation like people used to have. And, you know, lots of people call with lots of different political opinions. And the one thing that I think sometimes is getting overlooked is it's really tough to beat an incumbent no matter what. You know, look at, we've just had two presidents that had two terms.
Yeah, exactly. You know, Clinton got, well, of course, you had an improving economy in that case.
Yeah.
You know, we were coming out of the recession. And this time, I suppose, you know, we'll see what happens or where the economy is. I think that we've seen a little bit of an uptick, stock market's up. You know, they may do something in the Congress to, you know, show that they're doing something to improve the economy, whether or not it's slamming Wall Street, you know, or it was slamming the members of Congress. So what do they call it? The Stock Act, so that they can't do insider trading in the Congress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, imagine that. Gee, you can't trade on the knowledge that you've had all this time. How long have they been doing that, Candy? I mean, come on. We know that's been happening for a long time.
Well, it only makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, you bring all the oil executives up and they sit and, you know, I'm sure they get a lot of insider information because these guys say, hey, I'll give you a tip if you don't subpoena, you know, my vice president. I'm sure they get a lot of stuff that way, but I don't know. I'm just guessing. But I think, you know, it's a very unusual time. We're seeing the fall of dictators all over the Middle East.
Yeah.
We're seeing our number one trading partner, Europe, you know, 25% of our exports are go to Europe, where our banks are inextricably intertwined. And, you have Europe sneezes and we're going to catch a real bad cold here, maybe the flu. We're just waiting to see how that unravels. So you might have a very, very different picture of what's going on in the world by, you know, the summer. And that will, you know, largely
affect the election.
I just don't. As things stand now, looking at my crystal ball, from covering all these elections, I would say it's Obama's to lose. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
I like that. It's his to lose, and you gave us plenty of reasons why, for sure. Candy Stroud, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Hey, it's a pleasure, Kate. Thanks so much.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog, packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. It's non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, all those nooks and crannies in between. David Epstein joins us now. David is the executive director for Cause of Action. So you know what the group is. They're a nonpartisan org that basically, and I'll let him tell it in his own words, but basically they use, legal reform measures to ensure, I guess, greater transparency. Boy, wouldn't that be a novel thing in government? We thought we were getting transparency to protect you and me. Yeah, the taxpayers, our interests, and then to keep on rolling that ball down the hill in the name of freedom, economic variety. So, Dan, thanks so much for coming on ATN. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let's talk about this before we get into something that we can really dig our teeth into that you're working on. But with Cause of Action, and you heard me give the loose description of it, but the transparency in government, sorry, I'm just going to editorialize. I think we have very little transparency. Obviously, your group is chipping away at that, and that must be part of the reason for the formation, because you see that there's a need here. If you were to give me a number on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most transparent, how transparent overall, and we're generalizing, would you say government is?
And I'm thinking, I'm being ambitious here, but I'd give it a 2.
Yep.
It really should be a 1. The only reason it gets a 2 is because, you know, the president at least talks the talk. And I think actually Congress has done a lot to ensure some greater transparency. But, I mean, this administration has largely failed as a matter of transparency.
Yeah, somebody told me once that, you know, it's interesting when somebody comes into the 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, the people around them announce usually, hey, this is what you can expect from us. And that was the one thing that was really pushed on the campaign trail. And listen, they got to, even in private, they have to know that pretty much everything that's rolled out, it's like a tug of war. Even the most liberal media members I know say, oh, are you kidding? We can't get anything out of this White House. Half the time they tell us when there's going to be a press conference, and then they change it just on a whim, and you don't know, you know, zig and zag. You have no idea even from that perspective what's going on. But you're not surprised because you've watched this happen.
We've watched this happen, and we've experienced this. Cause of Action largely does a lot of Freedom of Information Act requests, and we have submitted FOIAs to various agencies to which the vast majority have not been responded to.
Yeah. And so, you know, when you're submitting Freedom of Information, and certainly the rest of us as journalists know about that, what was the biggest door you had slammed in your face?
You know, a large part of it was that they didn't consider us an organization that was going to use the information for the media and to distribute to the public, even though we're organized as a tax-exempt nonprofit for that purpose. And in addition to that, a lot of the time the agencies would say, you're asking for information that's going to take too much of our resources to produce. In essence, you're asking us to do our jobs too much. And, you know, we've realized just through this experience, and I was a counsel on the House Oversight Committee before I helped launch Cause of Action. But, you know, a large part of what the agencies have said is that it's not our job to be transparent and to be responsive to an accountable notion of government. It's our job to kind of sit and submit budget requests each year to ensure that we can keep doing what we're doing, which is a lot of nothing or a lot of bad things, as we could see with this Department of Energy rule.
Yeah. And does it seem like it's gotten worse? Because, you know, the outcry, I guess, from the public, I think, Dan, that the public is becoming more educated. It's like the sleeping giant has really awakened. You can hear it on talk radio, and you can certainly see it by some of the protests that we've seen and some of the groups that are really organizing. In my lifetime, this is, I think, the most aware nation as far as what's going on politically and what's happening in Washington that I've ever seen. Do you think so?
You know, and maybe it's just because I've been in Washington for too long, but I do think so. And I think the other thing is that the American people are starting to realize that, and especially with this administration, where the idea of big government has kind of become an inside joke, because it's clear that this government has aggrandized itself and has expanded. But I think everyday Americans are starting to realize that this administration and this government in particular are passing rules at a light speed pace that's actually starting to affect everyday Americans on a daily basis. We have 8.5% unemployment in this country right now. And I think the American people are starting to realize that Washington's to blame for a lot of this. And we have, you know, a president that has spent more money in grant dollars to groups like Acorn than through federal contracts. And at least with federal contracts, I think most Americans can pretty much understand, hey, you know, it makes a little bit of sense that our troops out in Iraq need taxpayer dollars to pay for those guns, to pay for them to defend themselves. But when it comes to giving grants to groups like Acorn, the American people just don't understand, you know, why is that money going to them? And furthermore, that there's no accountable process for which, you know, the American people can check the president to say, hey, we don't want you spending our tax dollars this way. And I think America is not only getting more informed, but they're getting angry at the way that Washington's working. And I definitely agree with you, Kate, that America as a country is getting more responsive and is asking for a more accountable government. And that's why groups like Cause of Action have started, why attorneys like me have left their jobs to join groups like Cause of Action to really fight for a more accountable government, because we think that, you know, America is angry and that America deserves more.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, let's talk about this one. This is a real sticky point. Department of Energy flat out ignoring some procedures for this new energy efficiency standards that were set, right? And you filed a motion to jump in here, or intervene is a better word, in a case against the Department of Energy, and it involves the heating and AC distributors. So tell us more specifics about that.
So we're representing our client, the Heating, Air Conditioning, and Refrigeration Distributors International, in a challenge to the Department of Energy's rule, which in the most simple of terms is basically a rule that's going to increase costs on both consumers, and it's going to kill jobs in the heating and air conditioning realm. And the way that the Department of Energy has decided to do this is to issue what's called a direct final rule, which essentially says that we don't think this rule is controversial. We don't think that even though the facts indicate that consumers don't like this and that it's going to kill jobs, we think this is a right decision. We're going to ignore the adverse comments, and we're going to just move forward with this rule. We're going to strong arm this rule through. And that's why Cause of Action has filed to intervene on behalf of its client, Hardy, to basically force the Department of Energy to roll back this rule and go back to the drawing board, where it actually is forced to listen to the consumers and the small businesses that have said, this rule has got to go.
Yeah, you know, it's what the new rule is, or when it kicks in, because it's supposed to go into effect in May of 2013. Correct me if I'm wrong, Dan, but it's that it's kind of a one-size-fits-all. So I might be in Dallas, Texas, or Miami, but certainly we have different needs than they do in Minneapolis or Chicago. And so these standards really will certainly just crush some of these jobs. They have to.
Yeah. No, and these are efficiency standards, and what the Department of Energy has said for the most part is that it wants all of these old air conditioners and furnaces and heating appliances that don't meet that 90% efficiency range, those have got to go. And so in places like Dallas, Texas, where obviously someone in Dallas, Texas in June is going to be using his or her air conditioner a lot more than someone in Maine is going to be using. And so those Dallas folks have to pay now an extra $600 for an air conditioning unit that's going to comply with this Department of Energy rule. And in the same light, the people in Maine who during the winter are going to be using a lot more heat than people in Arizona might be, they're going to have to pay up to $1,100 per heating unit. And so it's clear that consumers are just going to have to absorb a lot more of the costs of these new rules.
And the group that would really probably kill is a lot of the older people, right?
Oh, that's definitely true. You know, a lot of the elderly are retired and therefore dependent on fixed incomes. And so the fact that they have to pay more per unit and that they're going to have to pay more in their monthly bills is really going to eat away at what they use to basically survive day to day. And, you know, it's for a unit or a change in technology that really is only to benefit the green energy lobby and clearly is going to harm those small businesses and those consumers who are dependent on current technology.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see where all this goes. Dan, keep us posted on it. Dan Epstein, thanks so much. Cause of Action, we'll keep up with this because it affects certainly a lot of our listeners. Thanks.
Thank you so much.